They are some of the largest boat docks you'll ever see. Not mere spots on a lake from which to fish, but rather 1,000-foot-long steel railways for trains to dump their contents into waiting ships. It's a process that's been taking place here for over 150 years, and we go there on this edition of The American Countryside.
Growing corn and soybeans is about more than just your yield. More than a job well done, it's a realization that this is what you were meant to do. We're with you. It's what Micogen Seeds is all about. A shared passion for the life of your land, for the life that you love. It's more than just another day. It's your moment. And with Micogen Seeds, this is just the beginning. Visit acresofpossibility.com to learn more.
Well, folks, we recently returned from our agricultural adventure to Hawaii with a group of listeners, and plans are already underway for our next journey. Join us for a trip to Alaska, August 31st to September 8th. We'll see agriculture, a muskox farm, and even a trip to see the world's largest vegetables at the Alaska State Fair. And we'll stay at the Princess Lodge at Denali National Park, ride the Alaskan Railroad, and even pan for gold. For your free brochure, call Holiday Vacations at 800-826-2266. That's 826-2266. Here on the shore of Lake Superior at Two Harbors, Minnesota, they've been shipping iron for over 150 years.
What you're looking at here is a rail facility that ships about 8 million tons of what we now call taconite ore. And taconite is a reduced product that comes out of the ground at about 27%. And they reduce it and concentrate it into an ore product that's about 67%. And then that's what's shipped to the steel mills.
Mel Sando says the original docks are long gone, but they're still using relatively simple ways to load those huge ships.
They're over 1,000 feet long, they're 80 feet tall, and they're all gravity. It was actually a pretty clever system when you considered that they back the trains out on top. The ore cars each hold about 50 tons. That tonnage goes into a holding pocket in the dock, and then eventually when a ship docks alongside, a chute is lowered and gravity just loads the boat for them.
Today, smaller ships still use the gravity feed system. Larger boats have another way to load their shipment of taconite.
They've outfitted the second dock with a conveyor feed that'll allow them to load a 1,000-foot ore freighter in about 8 hours with 60,000 tons of ore. Most of it goes down to Gary, Indiana.
Mel explains there's a logical reason why so many steel mills were founded around Gary, Indiana.
When you think about why that industry originated down around that area, that was the halfway point between the Pennsylvania coal fields and the Minnesota ore that they needed to bring those two materials together to make steel.
You can still come here and see giant ships loading from these huge docks yet today. Traveling the countryside in Two Harbors, Minnesota, I'm Andrew McCray.